This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome back onto yet another edition of the Kona Edge. I'm Brad Brown. It's great to have you with us. Thanks for joining us today. And don't forget, if you are enjoying the podcast, if you get anything out of it, we'd love it if you left us a review or a rating on iTunes. It just helps us get in front of more people and spread the message about the sport we all love so much. We head back to Australia now to catch up with Claire Davis. Claire, welcome back onto the Kona Edge. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Brad.
Claire, your swim is undoubtedly the strongest of the three disciplines. You come from a very, very strong swimming background, competitive swimming. And if I look at your times, particularly Kona 2016, you absolutely smashed that swim, just shy of 54 minutes. Swimming's come, I don't want to say it's come naturally to you, but it's one because you've done so many hours in the pool. It's one that you find quite, I don't want to say easy either, but you're pretty comfortable in the water, aren't you?
Yeah, so yeah, the swim is definitely my strong point. So it's nice to get in there and have a good swim at the start of a triathlon.
You also in our first chat mentioned about the volume you did growing up as a teen and competitive swimmer. I mean, it was hours and hours and hours in the water. Is that the key to getting better? Is just doing the work?
Yeah, and even now, I find that if I increase my swim volume, I feel much better, not just in the water, but also on the bike and in big run sessions. I feel like I don't get the big lows and the fatigue after a big bike session if I just increase my swim mileage from about 9 to about 15 kilometres a week.
Well, why do you think that is? That's quite interesting.
I'm not sure. I think it's, I guess even though even when you're working in the pool, there is some active recovery in there. And so I think that I can't work out why, but it just makes me feel better if my swim volume is increased. And if, as a swimmer, I find that I'm more likely to drop a swim session because I feel like that's the easy one to drop because, okay, well, I don't need to work at it too much. But then the more that I've increased that volume, the better I feel elsewhere. So it's kind of motivation for me to not drop that session where I usually would because it will help me in the recovery from the bike and run.
Is your swim still something you work on actively? Is it a case of because of the history that you've got with the sport, you can just literally pitch up, do the work and go home? Or is it something from a technique perspective, how does it work for you? Is it something you're literally trying to get better at all the time, or you're trying to maintain what you've actually got?
Yeah, it's more of a maintenance thing and making sure that I'm not dropping too much time off there, because I think if you were to sort of concentrate on bike and run and let the swim fall by the wayside, you know, you naturally or are likely to drop a couple of minutes out of the swim, and that is my strength. So I kind of want every minute that I can get out of there. My coach gave me the option of just going and setting my own sessions, just telling me when to swim, and I don't particularly like that. I think it comes from the being the ex-swimmer and needing to have some structure in what I'm actually doing. So she actually sets the sessions for me, or I'll jump in a local squad.
When it comes to the sort of things that you've done over time, you've obviously got ability in the water. There's no two ways about it. But what are some of the things that you've done that you think has really improved your swimming and got you faster and built that endurance as a swimmer?
So adding in some aerobic threshold work into it, I think that's really helped. And we used to do that when I was swimming competitively. There'd be a big aerobic threshold set at least once a week. And so adding that into my triathlon has really helped. We use a set from a guy in Perth called Paul Newsom from Swim Smooth, and you set a critical swim speed, which is, I guess, is the closest to a power test or an FTP test that you would get in the pool. And then sort of the session is based on that critical swim speed time and variations of that. And so I've adding that in has helped my swim, particularly over the Ironman distance. And I kind of works out that whatever my critical swim speed is in the last test before the Ironman, I usually swim within 1 to 2 seconds of that pace on race day.
Wow, that's incredible. Would you say that's one of your favourite workouts, or are the others that you really enjoy doing?
It is my favourite. It's probably the most painful. It is, you know, it's a sort of the typical one would be you do 10 400s at descending pace. And so it feels really easy at the beginning. And then by the last one, it feels like your arms are about to drop off. But I think I get a lot of satisfaction out of doing that session.
How do you deal with boredom in the pool, Claire? That's one thing a lot of age groupers struggle with, is just staring at that line. It can drive them up the wall. But you spent lots of time in the pool in your life. What would you suggest to age groupers who battle with getting bored in the pool?
Definitely join a squad. Shared pain is you know, it's much better to cope with. So yeah, find a squad, have it so you can have a chat to people at the end of the pool and end of each 100 or whatever. I think that definitely helps. I've done a lot of training on my own in Singapore. I used this is probably just me, but I use a tempo trainer, which will beep on the repetition, and so I kind of feel like that takes a little bit of the loneliness of a solo swim away.
I love it. And the transition to open water, you spent lots of time in the pool and racing in the pool. Did you struggle with that transition?
Not too much, actually. I remember my swim coach told me that I would be a really good 800, 1500 meter swimmer, but my technique was too poor to match it with the other girls in the pool. So I think maybe moving into the open water, my sort of poor technique as a pure swimmer would say has it kind of erodes away, or it's not as noticeable in the open water.
I love it. Claire, thank you so much for joining us on this edition of the Kona Edge. Much appreciated. We look forward to getting you back on to chat a bit about your bike next time out.
Thanks, Brad.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. If you want to improve your swim, be sure to check out our next free live online swim seminar. Get to thekonaedge.com/swimseminar to sign up now.